Jenny.
Kristen.
You know that our Super Bowl is coming up. What we
Mother's
like to
Day.
Mother's Day. It is approaching. And might I just say, it is also our 10-year anniversary, which is kind of exciting.
So send us flowers, everybody.
Wait, send us flowers. It's weird. We're going to tell you how to do that just right now. If you're still trying to figure out what to do for Mother's Day, look no further than Teleflora. It's a really great choice when you want to send something that feels genuinely thoughtful. Their bouquets are made by local florists and hand-delivered instead of just being packed up and shipped in a box.
I love Teleflora. You know, when I send your mom flowers, and I do believe I owe her some flowers right now because I need to send her some for Mother's Day.
Don't you do it before I do it.
When I do, I always use Teleflora because they're made by like local artists. I know it's going to get there on time. I know it's going to be beautiful. Just sending your mom flowers really like gives your mom, who's always feeling like, am I doing this right? Flowers are like, love you, mom. You are doing a good job. Here's the one day I'll remind you.
Use promo code IMOMSOHARD20 for 20% off bouquets now through Mother's Day. Again, that's teleflora.com. Promo code IMOMSOHARD20.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Okay, well, she also has been on a diet for 6 months. I really would like to get her signed up for some semi-glutide study if that happens
what
to be available
for dogs. What are you
talking
about? If
your
dog goes on a GLP-1, I'm moving away.
No, she needs to. I don't know. It's there's look.
If we start giving our dogs GLP-1s, I'm moving to Alaska. Oh, we're podcasting.
Are we podcasting?
I just yelled into the mic. Yes.
I think that means
sorry,
that we're podcasting.
We're podcasting. I am now aware of that and not slouched back in my chair like no one's watching. Sometimes I forget that there's cameras rolling and yeah. I'll just change my shirt in front of everybody. I've done that a few times.
I don't know if anybody's watching, but you can watch us on YouTube.
Yeah, you can watch us on YouTube. Maybe we take our shirt off. Maybe we don't.
We don't know. You can also rate, review, and subscribe. That's a good thing to do,
yes,
right?
And also, we're on the road. That's the last ad thing we're going to... Well, there's going to be ads in this because we're going to keep this sucker afloat.
Because, hey, how about those new shows we added in the fall?
Yes, we've got new shows coming. Did we talk about the fact that we were supposed to do a show in San Luis Obispo?
We haven't talked about it. Okay.
We were supposed to do a show in San Luis Obispo. We get to and by the way, we're staying at the Madonna Inn, which was so fun. It's this
lovely,
weird, kitschy mountainside hotel with different themes per room. And it's not like...
Mine was a cave.
Yeah, but these have been around a while. It's not like you go in and it's like, oh, this was built in 2010. This shit has been around since like 1984.
I will tell you, I didn't know carpet could last that long.
You definitely
It was a shag carpet.
Yeah. The cave room is seeing some stuff.
It is absolutely, because I had two separate people tell me who were locals that they spent their honeymoon or their parents spent their honeymoon in the cave room.
Somebody banging in that room.
Not when I was there.
Yeah, no. I had the Edelweiss room. I feel like mine was the last room shows. Like people getting marital fights in the Edelweiss room. They're like, this is so driven towards a woman. Like,
yeah,
you're here on a girl's trip.
That's the only room you can bring cats to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the room.
But it had really good wallpaper.
Yeah. Back. So we go to the Madonna Inn. It's where Jen got engaged, which was very exciting.
So we had some cocktails.
We had some cocktails. And then we get an alert on our phone that the show has been canceled because the marquee fell off of the front of the building. Well, it wasn't quite that dramatic, but in the email, that's what it
sounded like. Yeah.
So with a tad bit of a martini buzz, we jumped into an Uber to go look at the scene ourselves. And sure enough, a big ass piece of the front of the marquee had fallen onto the ground. So they canceled our show, but we were already in the town and we couldn't go anywhere because we had another show after that.
Right.
So we just went into town and said on social, we were like, ladies, we're going to be walking around San Luis Obispo.
We partied with some ladies.
Come say hi, and we did. We met up with
lots of ladies. We had really good food and drinks, and Kristen maybe got a new...
girlfriend?
In every city, you guys.
In every city.
Really.
Here's the thing. I find another me, and we're aggressive in our approach. We need that. We need the... To show our love. I have no complaints.
I was going to say physical therapist, I think, is where they... Wasn't she recommending you?
Oh, my God, yes. She's listening messages. Right now, for sure.
Okay, that's nice,
first of all,
though.
Great table of ladies. Yeah. We had so much fun chatting with them. They sent us, baked goods the next morning.
Yes.
What are we, the frickin' Jacksons?
Oh, my God,
and then
so
we
cool.
got... And then she messaged me with a name for her... A doctor that helped her with her knee surgery.
That's
because
what Kristen
that's
was
where
talking
I'm at
about.
In my life right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, this will with the power of podcast technology, this will have already happened. But we're going to go see Nebraska play UCLA tonight in
oh, that's
basketball,
exciting.
And I'm so excited because my friends Jenny and Robbie are here from Nebraska.
That's fun.
They of course always travel with their Nebraska gear, so they are ready to go.
Oh my God.
And now I'm torn. I don't know what I'm going to wear because the kids are going to wear. UCLA.
Why?
Because they're LA kids.
No way. My kids were in Nebraska. They well, never wear UCLA.
But don't they
they
wear
also
Texas
wear A&M.
Stuff?
Yeah, because there's a split between my husband and me. So my people send Nebraska shit and Colin buys them A&M stuff. And then we fight.
Okay.
And then we make up.
That's sexy.
It's sexy.
Yeah, so now our show is postponed until April 30th.
Yeah, so we're going to go back to San Luis Obispo. I'm actually so excited about it because now we know the little town. I know when there's a farmer's market,
yeah.
we're going to go hit that up. But the point is when you're on the road, you have to, just like in life, you have to go with the flow. You never know if there's going to be a change. You don't know what the weather is going to be. You don't know how your car... The
yeah.
last car we drove, the front left fender was falling off and
yeah.
poor Michelle had to drive... With a bad front left tire.
Yeah, it would pop out
yeah.
every time she made a left turn.
Yeah.
And then, we had a little, not a blizzard, but severe snow.
It was awesome.
Yeah, and
in
then,
Fargo. Bismarck and Fargo, 3 degrees. Thank you.
A lot of fun. But that all feels like it was one big trip because I was going to say, when we were there, I got a phone call from my husband, who we all know is a Costco shopper.
Yeah.
Costco, if you want to sponsor this podcast, I don't know who else talks about you more than we do, especially your underpants from Kristen. But
it's my favorites.
My husband called, and as he was bringing in all of the, we have this Labrador who has an eating problem, and that problem is she cannot stop eating, and whatever is in front of her, she will consume.
She is always hungry.
And you feel like, oh, there must be a limit to the actual quantity that she can eat, but there is not.
No.
So when he was bringing in the groceries from Costco, thinking like, oh, here's some things that she's not going to be interested in, by the time he came back in, she had eaten an entire Costco size bag of Hall's cough drops.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Kristen, can we talk about how oddly stressful it is to gift give?
I think about it for months and I never, ever get it right.
Here's the thing that actually fixes all of those problems.
Okay.
It's called Pick It Perfect, and it's basically a registry for your whole life.
What a good idea.
So here's what you do. You create a profile and you add what you like, the things you care about, like your favorite bands, your perfume, your sizes,
yeah.
your kid sizes, all of that stuff. You can even make a no thanks list for stuff that you definitely don't want, like a vacuum.
Yeah, I've got a few on that list. Don't try to get me the sweater that isn't the sweater, if you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. You're talking about your...
My favorite sweater, and my
yeah.
husband tried to buy me a different sweater.
Well, that's what I love about Pick It Perfect, because all you do is log on, fill out the information, and send it off to people who are going to give you gifts. You can have your kids fill this out, your husband, your mother-in-law, your best friend, hint, hint. And the best part is you're always in control of the privacy settings, so you can share it with who you want and who you don't want. And it turns gifting into a calm, convenient experience.
So if you're tired of overthinking every single present, go to pickitperfect.com or download the iOS app and set up your profile. That's pickitperfect, pickitperfect.com. Pick It Perfect, because the best gifts come from truly knowing someone.
So here are things that I've learned over the course of the week. Number one, xylitol, which is the artificial sweetener in things and like gum, is poisonous to dogs.
Oh, man.
But there was none of that in these particular cough drops because you got the like delicious candy kind, you know?
Yeah, the Ludens, the ones that are not cough drops. Yeah. They're just candy.
They're just hard candy. They're like Brock's
they're
hard
ones
candy.
That we all took to school with us in the little box, in the little cardboard box.
I don't feel
box.
Good.
I don't feel good.
Yeah.
And then if you really did not feel good, they'd give you, what were those ones that like literally made
Fisherman's
you
Fisherman's Friend?
No, that oh and the God. Other one. I'm saying Alka-Seltzer, but I mean Sucrets.
Oh, Sucrets, yeah.
Sucrets, you'd put in a Sucret and your back of your mouth would go,
but that was a nifty tin. Boy, every mom had those in her purse.
My mom always had Halls and it looked like, because sometimes she had started in on a Halls and then gave me the remainder. That is disgusting. So she would give me a wrapper and there were this sucked on Halls and inside and I'd be like, I'm good. I guess I'm not as sick as I thought. I'll have this vocal fry, Terry, before I have your already prepared cough drop.
Yeah, and
thank you.
Whatever germ you already
That's
put
why I'm
on
never
it,
sick.
Terry. Yeah.
It's because I lived on a farm and I lived with my mother.
My kids aren't sick that much. And I do think it's because there was like a study about this. When they would drop their pacifiers, we would just put them in our mouth to clean them off.
Yeah.
And so really, we just like jumped on the biggest
antibodies grenade ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just like, put. It's fine. It's God's dirt. Don't hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, so your dog eats a shit ton of cough
so
drops.
So my husband already.
Like,
yeah. That was the joke for a while once we realized that she wouldn't die. She wouldn't cough for like many years because there were so many that she took. But my husband, who's single parenting while we're on the road, which was already hard because I've got middle schoolers and one of them's constantly angry.
Yeah.
And I won't say who she is. But she fucking hates me right now and never happy with anything that comes out of my mouth. And literally, my husband will say something to her that she has to do, and I get blamed for it.
100%.
Even when we're traveling, I'm like, how? Yeah. I wasn't even there to say that thing to you.
Here's the difference between my two kids. My son, I can tell him, hey, you have piano, and he'll hold a grudge for the rest of the night, mad at me for... Eleanor, or I can say, hey, you have piano. And she's like, ugh. Like, she doesn't like the piano, but she still likes me. My son doesn't know how to separate the two.
Yeah, no, that's my daughter.
So I'm just sort of like always something he can be mad at. And then I'm always mad. So it's just so fun. I've literally started researching vacations I can take by myself. Because I'm going like this. I'm not wasting my miles on those people.
Finn and Delilah are so similar and then Eleanor and Dash, of course.
Chill.
Because Dash woke me up this morning angry about something. And then I was like, sorry, bud. Comes back in. He's like, I just was tired and I'm fine and I apologize. And then my daughter, I go to lay with her because last night we had this big old blowout. And she's asleep. She's dead asleep. And I always put my arm around her to wake her up real slow. She did this. She gave me the shake off, like the violent shake off. And I was like, girl.
You don't give me the shake off. I give you the shake off.
Yes. So it was.
Everything's great. So your dog eats a bunch of cough drops.
Eats a bunch of cough drops. My husband's overwhelmed already. And
dog
then
doesn't die. Everybody's fine.
The dog, as I say, is top of the pyramid. Nobody's ever mad at the dog. Everybody loves the dog. Something happens to the dog. Our family falls apart.
I just want to say this, though. And I don't want.
Are you
going
to give me a hard time for not yelling at our dog also? Because my husband does. He's like, you don't disappoint.
I believe there is a bit of permissive parenting happening when it comes to Pearl.
It's me.
And I'm not going to say that simply by looking at her, you can see that she has not been
30 pounds overweight.
That she doesn't get to eat a thing. And I've never seen her look like she's going to barf ever. So whatever she's consumed, she's been fine.
That's a part
she's
of the
not
story,
sensitive.
Though. Okay, well, she also has been on a diet for 6 months, I swear to you. And some people say she looks smaller. Some say she looks larger. So obviously it's not going well. We've
I
got
think
this,
she looks the same. Which
that's
is
a, what probably
which is
the
a
average,
battle in itself.
Yes. And you know, I really would like to get her signed up for some semi-glutide study if that happens
what
to be available.
What are you talking about? If your
dogs.
Dog goes on a GLP-1, I'm moving away.
No, she needs to. I don't know. Look.
If we start giving our dogs GLP-1s, I'm moving to fucking Alaska.
I think they have already approved it for cats.
I'm going to go be on the show alone.
No, they approved it for cats, I think.
That's
yeah. but let's get the dogs in there because she has just some genetic difficulties, okay? She's a big boned woman and let's not judge her for that. And she's also famished all the time because she's on this diet dog food.
She's also watching tons of Housewives. Her cardiovascular could improve.
She needs to drink less.
She doesn't like to work out.
Yeah,
She bullshits. She says that she's getting her steps in. She's not getting her fucking steps in.
No, she's not.
She's relaxing a lot. You know.
So, yeah, she could do better, but that's not what this is about. This is about another. So she is hungry a lot and goes for food. And we have
Which is very Labrador.
Totally. Everybody has learned you got to scoot it to the way back of the countertop. Whatever it is, she's going to get curious about it and get her large round body up onto the counter somehow to pull that thing down, right?
Which is in itself is impressive.
We had to travel so early. Basically, we got up at 4 a.m. L.A. time to get back home. And it was like not an easy travel. It was like a long plane ride where I slept with my head back drooling.
It was just sometimes the travel in between the shows is when it's cold and you're in certain weather, it feels like those hours are really long. I have like a 3-hour window where I feel like at 3 hours I'm unsettled. I can kind of lock in on a plane, but in a car at 3 hours, I'm like, are we there yet?
Not a lot of first class available on the Fargo to Phoenix flight, which was
just me and Michelle sitting on each other's laps. This is the first time I ever got hit with a Bev cart was on this one. I was leaning down to get my earbuds out. And the guy, good thing he was very attractive Italian, but he knocked me in the back of the head. And here's the thing. I knew he was bad at it because he knocked other people. So as he was going down the thing, you heard, oh, ow.
I think they don't give a shit sometimes.
Sometimes I think they just run. He had muscles, so he was strong with that cart.
He was working some anger out.
Yeah, I was like, get it, bro. Just don't get it at me.
So we got home. Jenny and Robbie had come in on the early flight. Oh, which I forgot to mention. We were very busy the last couple of weeks with all of the travel. And my husband and I were supposed to take a trip to Mexico. I didn't realize that the trip before we left for Mexico, I would miss not only my son's 13th birthday, but also my daughter's talent show. So I was like, I need to have a birthday party for my son. The only time I can do it is when we're going to be in Mexico. My dear friends Jenny and Robbie flew from Nebraska to take care of my kids while we were in Mexico. But we didn't go to Mexico.
And
Jenny and Robbie are still here.
To tell them.
I forgot to tell them.
So just these random people coming in to take care of our kids. And they're like, are you guys going to the airport? Yeah. And they're like, actually, we're not.
Can I make it worse? Can I tell you what a horrible human I am? Jenny was like, can we like jump on a Zoom to talk about next week? And I was like, sure. Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Like, you
know,
trivia?
I had sent what I would consider a jokingly pretty obvious text that I wasn't going to Mexico, that Britt was not going to Mexico, that they didn't respond to. And I guess I should have followed up with that. No, really, we're not going. So if you guys don't want to come, but also I'm like, come because I want to see you guys.
Yeah.
I forgot about the Zoom. I didn't forget about the Zoom. I set an alarm in my phone for the Zoom. Robbie texts like 30 minutes later and is like, are we going to do this Zoom? And I was like, oh my God, I was feeding the kids. So they're like, she's a loose cannon. She's given us no information about her kids that we're taking care of for 8 days and missed the fucking Zoom.
I would be so nervous because I'd be like, where are the car keys? How do I get into your 17 different codes on your house? Like,
that's what they were asking about. And I get on the Zoom and I'm like, what's up, you guys? Sorry.
She's like,
we're going to have so much fun this week.
I'm in Mexico. Like, oh, just kidding.
And then Jenny's like, whatever you need help, if you need help packing. And I was like,
packing?
For what? And then it became, embarrassingly clear that I had not communicated correctly.
Jenny.
Kristen.
You know that our Super Bowl is coming up.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. It is approaching. And might I just say, it is also our 10-year anniversary, which is kind of exciting.
So send us flowers, everybody.
Wait, send us flowers. It's weird. We're going to tell you how to do that just right now. If you're still trying to figure out what to do for Mother's Day, look no further than Teleflora. It's a really great choice when you want to send something that feels genuinely thoughtful. Their bouquets are made by local florists and hand-delivered instead of just being packed up and shipped in a box.
I love Teleflora. You know, when I send your mom flowers, and I do believe I owe her some flowers right now. because I need to send her some for Mother's Day.
Don't you do it before I do it.
What I do, I always use Teleflora because they're made by like local artists. I know it's going to get there on time. I know it's going to be beautiful. Just sending your mom flowers really like gives your mom, who's always feeling like, am I doing this right? Flowers are like, love you, mom. You are doing a good job. Here's the one day I'll remind you.
Use promo code IMOMSOHARD20 for 20% off bouquets now through Mother's Day. Again, that's teleflora.com, promo code IMOMSOHARD20.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
But Britt went and picked them up from the airport, then had to come pick me up from the airport, got to catch up with them a little bit, went to go get dinner. And while we were at dinner, I had just taken all my luggage and put it in our bathroom.
Oh, no.
And Pearl rummaged through my luggage.
And found
an entire bag of trail mix, which is full of chocolate and raisins, which are two things that are deadly to dogs, especially ones who have a weight issue.
Is it raisins or is it grapes?
They're made from the same thing.
I know, but I didn't know if it's the grape as in grape form. That's the one that our vet said is bad for the dogs.
Whatever the chemical is in it causes kidney failure.
Oh.
And it can cause it acutely. So like,
that's so weird.
Like within hours, yeah. And here's the thing that sucks about it is
they'll still eat it.
They love it.
Because like sometimes you wouldn't eat the thing that would kill you, but they're like,
she ate most of the bag except for the Ziploc part of it. So she loved it.
This dog
loved every single part of it. And so
didn't your dad's lab eat the bags? Like she would eat a loaf of bread and she would eat the entire
bag. And she would eat all that would be left was like the twist tie. Yeah. Labs.
That dog is going to shit a bubble.
Okay. No. Well, let me tell you what happened. This is so. Okay, so ate all of that. She also ate, what else was in the bag? Some other like some Mentos or something like that.
Yeah, we get a lot of gift bags.
She had lots of snacks. Snacks.
Like, I overdid it on my points.
Endless snacks.
I know I wasn't supposed to eat that many calories, but I sure did. I'm just being transparent.
Okay, let me tell you what she didn't eat though. The yogurt parfait that I forgot was in there. Yeah. So there was this like chewed apart bag of Hall's cough drops that my husband had saved to show me as proof on her. I was like, oh, let me bring down these other bags of other damage she's done. And as I'm doing it, I'm realizing that the trail mix is raisins.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh shit. Like, is it an urban legend? Is it because they say onions are toxic to dogs?
Yeah.
Like, and she's a huge dog. Like, how many does she have to have? And all the vets say, We don't know. We don't, like, they can die from it.
Hard to count.
They, like, our friend has a Great Dane, and they had to pump the dog's stomach, like, four times to get everything out. So I was like, this dog is, A, getting expensive. My husband's like, we got to make her throw up. That's worked before. Because we also fed her something we didn't know was toxic, which is a corn cob. Did you know you can't feed a dog a corn cob?
Nope.
In all the years that you like lived on a farm,
we fed dogs corn cobs. I don't know how to tell you this. Nobody cared when we were growing up. It was like,
if you don't care if the dog dies, it's not a big deal.
You care if the dog dies, but what we didn't know or care about, we didn't have the internet, so we were like, if you eat it, good on you. Like, here's some scraps. We knew like you didn't want to give them chicken bones because they would break and get caught.
Yeah,
but if you just had scraps, that's what farm dogs lived off of.
That's why I thought it would be totally fine. Like, I feel like I've fed dogs corn cobs before.
Eat it, you know?
They do,
I've
too.
Mine stuff done. That I shouldn't have.
But I guess they can't digest it, so it gets stuck in their butt sometimes. Okay, so anyways.
She eats a bunch of snacks.
And the way you make a dog throw up, which we learned at the corn cob incident.
Oh, fuck, is
hydrogen peroxide.
We did that with another dog at our house. Is it me? Am I the common denominator of these dogs eating shit they're not supposed to?
No, any Labrador or Retriever type will eat anything.
Yeah, they'll eat anything.
They're very food motivated. So we were fresh out of hydrogen peroxide because of all the times we have to make this dog barf. So my husband has to go clear the shelf at the grocery store of all the hydrogen peroxide because we're like, this is going to be a big deal. They're also smart animals, and so she learned that drinking the hydrogen peroxide will make her barf. So guess who would not drink the hydrogen peroxide? So picture me and my husband at 9 o'clock p.m. I have been awake for about
20-some hours
at this point with like two hands of children's, like the syringes that you like would give babies medicine with. Those like syringe ones where you squirt it in the back of their mouth.
You need a turkey baster with that
animal. I couldn't find one and it was very busy. There was so much going on and I was under duress. So I was like, hold my lemon. And I would shoot like two of these big syringes of down her mouth. And so finally, let me tell you, anybody want to guess how many times it took her to throw up till we finally got to the raisins? Because somehow everything had like shifted. Like the dog food came out first and it should have come out.
She's barfing.
Yeah.
How many times?
7 times. And because every single one had raisins in it, I, at 9:30 in the dark at night, was sifting through grass in our backyard, picking out raisins and barf out of our yard and wondering like maybe we should have just let this one go. I'm glad, but then I couldn't even sleep because I thought
everybody's like, love has a limit. You're like, let go and let God, my friend.
You know what?
I've done my best.
I was so worried. Oh, she slept literally with her head on my pillow snoring, just like a baby happy.
She's snoring and then she like burps a little bit and her raisin comes out.
Yeah.
Little raisin tidbit.
Bitch. Yeah. Oh. But every single thing. And so Britt was like, should we keep giving it to her till the cough drops come out? And I was like, I don't think it's been too long.
She's fine.
But I tell you what, Britt goes out the next morning to make sure that we got all the raisin barf up. Okay. And this is what you get when you listen to the I'm Mom So Hard podcast. This is real life. I don't feel like I've ever told the story on the podcast where I pulled a LOL doll out of Penny's butt either, but we can get to that.
I literally just was pulling poop from my dog's butt 3 days ago with goddamn gloves on. And I was like, I perform for a living.
Yes. I work in the theater.
I work in the theater and I've been reduced to pulling this. And my son sitting there giving me notes while
on how
I'm trying
to do it.
Oh, and it's to make the dog feel better. But like, I'm holding the dog's ass and pulling it out. And Finn's like, oh, I don't think you're doing it right. You should do it. And I was like, the last thing I need is notes right now, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Gloves on and get in here if you think you can do it better.
Hands with gloves. I see you standing there with two leashes doing shit to help me.
So none of it was glamorous. But the funny part was when he goes out to make sure that all of the barf is up, like, well, there's got to be some dog poop out here too, right?
Oh my God, does this entire bag
of Hall's cough drops. And he's like, I don't see any. He goes, and then I see something that doesn't look like poop.
It looks like a lava lamp.
Like poop. And he has a picture on his phone, and I will tell you it is not that gross. Because all it is wadded up Hall's cough drop wrappers.
Like somebody be like, that's so like abstract art.
It is just like a condensed ball of Hall's cough. And somehow it's like her body unwrapped all of the cough drops and ate them. And then just the paper came out and there were no solid cough drops
this
in there.
This dog is fine.
I don't know how, let me knock on wood, I don't know how to kill this dog at this point.
That's what I'm saying. This dog's going to outlive you guys.
Yeah. I don't care if she eats an onion, pork bones, chicken bones.
She didn't care either.
She did eat chicken bones at one point. And our friend was like, you got to get her to throw up. I'm like, I think she's fine.
She's fine. There's a little bit of overreaction in that stuff. I'm always like, they'll start going, if they really need.
Right.
But we have a golden retriever and that dog is so good. I love her so much. If I didn't love her this much, I'd be like, I need to come up with a plan.
Yeah.
Daisy's lucky that she's low maintenance.
She's going to go live, quote unquote, at a farm.
Yes,
quote unquote.
Sky is my girl. And this dog costs so much money.
That's
she gets more yeast infections than I do. And I got to take her in. And every time it's like $500 or $600. I'm always calling the vet and I'm like, I think we're down that road again, doc. It's part of golden retrievers.
You can't just do some human stuff.
You mean give her like Monistat?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't want to risk that because
it
goes the other direction.
Honestly, I don't know where you'd put it.
I don't understand how dogs work.
Okay.
I don't know that either.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
I'm not a veterinarian.
I just pay one a lot of money and she's worth it. She's worth it.
Can I sidebar?
Yeah.
Our dog that is the bottom of the totem pole
has an ACL tear, which is going to cost a lot of money.
Oh,
and
no.
So that's why we were like, we cannot bring this other dog to the vet too. But we are looking into bringing the dog to Mexico.
Oh, God.
To get the ACL fixed, because it is 1/16th of the cost.
That's so insane. That's insane.
Everything in the U.S. is too much damn money.
Oh, man.
Medical-wise.
Now we're going down that road. Now
okay.
We just went from a dog shitting and barfing into how things are too expensive. Please listen to our podcast
you
for
see
fun
how
times.
Fun I am.
Well, I'm glad that the doggy's okay.
Oh my God. I'm so glad she's okay. I told
you. She's
Chris,
fine. She just tried to bowl me over 5 seconds ago.
We got no sleep that night before. I got no sleep that night because all I'm doing is like checking on this dog while she sleeps like a damn baby.
Yeah.
But if something were to happen to that dog, our whole family would be a mess. Like
yeah.
she's like the sweetest dog ever. So
well, and your pets, the loved ones of your life, I know right now, like I look at Skye and she looks at me like, I love you so much.
Mm-hmm.
You're literally perfect the way you are. And she's the only one in my family that looks at me like that. So
yeah.
She's not going anywhere.
Do you?
I'm taking her on vacation. Jenny.
Kristen.
You know that our Super Bowl is coming up. What we
Mother's
like to do.
Day.
Mother's Day. It is approaching. And might I just say, it is also our 10-year anniversary, which is kind of exciting.
So send us flowers, everybody.
Wait, send us flowers. It's weird. We're going to tell you how to do that just right now. If you're still trying to figure out what to do for Mother's Day, look no further than Teleflora. It's a really great choice when you want to send something that feels genuinely thoughtful. Their bouquets are made by local florists and hand-delivered instead of just being packed up and shipped in a box.
I love Teleflora. You know, when I send your mom flowers, and I do believe I owe her some flowers right now because I need to send her some for Mother's Day.
Don't you do it before I do it.
When I do, I always use Teleflora because they're made by like local artists. I know it's going to get there on time. I know it's going to be beautiful. Just sending your mom flowers really like gives your mom, who's always feeling like, am I doing this right? Flowers are like, love you, mom. You are doing a good job. Here's the one day I'll remind you.
Use promo code IMOMSOHARD20 for 20% off bouquets now through Mother's Day. Again, that's teleflora.com. Promo code IMOMSOHARD20.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hot flash.
Okay. My hot flash.
Break from reality. Here we go, hot flash.
I have loved this guy for so long, and I think that he's having his moment. It's Michael B. Jordan, who just won the actor award for, he's winning all of the awards for Sinners right now. And he plays twins. He plays Smoke and he plays Stack. And it's Ryan Coogler directed it. Sinners, if you haven't seen this movie, you have to see this
Jenny
movie.
Jenny just told me last night, I have
to
see it.
It's literally, I've been saying that forever. There is a part of this movie that I think is one of the most creative, like transcendent, awesome, cool, like you're on this journey and you're like, I get it. I get what's happening right now. But it's so out there. And then it comes right back in and you're like, I just went somewhere. And Ryan Coogler, this vision he has of this movie is, it's different. It's so many different things. I don't want to give it away, but it's a little bit scary. It's definitely surprising.
Yeah.
And Michael B. Jordan is excellent in it. And he just won the actor award because they used to call them the SAG Awards. And he just won the actor award and he thanked his fellow actors. He thanked his mom for driving him in to all these auditions when they didn't have enough money to pay a toll to get in there. He's been working as an actor since he was like a late teenager. He was on Friday Night Lights. He was on, The one about the they have a son and he's autistic and Michael B. Jordan is the boyfriend. And like when the daughter that's dating Michael B. Jordan breaks up with Michael B. Jordan, Michael B. Jordan is sad to leave the family. And I was like, oh my God, he's such a good actor. So I love that he's having his time. And he's just such a class act. I think he is the real deal. And I think we're going to see him.
And also hot.
And he's so hot. And I think he should be the next James Bond. That's
Ooh.
My hot take.
Ooh.
Hot take. You heard it here first.
All right. I know. I have to watch it. There are a lot of things I need to catch up on. And I will tell you, when we were traveling, because the only thing I could get to work on my iPad was Hulu, there was only one murder show that I had not seen on there. And it's four parts to it. And you guys, you have to watch it. My Murder Into Friends. Is Mr. and Mrs. Murder.
Okay.
Okay. Did I tell you about it?
Tell me again.
Okay. So it's there. Okay. There's so many parts about this that I love. And one of my favorite parts about a murder documentary is that there's closure to it.
What do you mean by that? You like to know who did it at the end?
I want to know who did it. I want to know that like everybody kind of got theirs.
Women want to know what happened at the end.
Yeah.
Because it makes us feel like as moms, we feel like, oh, I now know the predictors.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And it's sort of like you get done and it's like, this is what I always say about murder is the worst things happened. You go into it knowing that the worst thing has already happened.
Yeah.
So then the entire rest of the watch is the resolve. And that's like very satisfying to me is to like learn how the resolve actually happens. So the first two episodes, you don't know what happened. It's a missing person and you can't figure out what happened, but you start to see like, oh, like maybe the direction that it's going. And there is a woman scorned.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They fuck shit up.
And she fucking makes
I love a woman scorned. Watch out.
You guys.
She'll come to your work.
The people in it, they're couples that are like older than us, but it's like you might have known who they were kind of, you know? Like they're not famous people. Oh. I'm like,
what?
It happens in Tallahassee, Florida. And they're just like, they just seem like everyday people. And this crazy, crazy shit unfolds.
So wait, they're married.
There are two couples. I'll give a little bit. Okay. There are two couples and they're best friends. The men have been best friends for a long, long time. And so then the wives become best friends and they start doing stuff together and they start doing a lot of stuff together. And then somebody goes missing.
Stop.
Yeah. And so you have to watch it, you guys. I watched the first three, like holding my eyes open the first night. And then I had to watch the last one just on its own one afternoon.
How many episodes is it?
It's four episodes.
Okay. I can party with four. Sometimes when they're elongating some of these into like six and eight, I'm like, God.
I don't
need to know what brand of tennis shoe he was wearing.
No,
I don't care enough.
I don't think you could have made this one shorter.
That's a good sign.
And it also goes, there's so much going on that like, and they even say like, as we were making this documentary, stuff was happening. Like, so they go back in time and like, okay, so just to remind you, here's what is going on at the same time. This is happening.
Okay.
I would suggest binging it so you can get like the timeline right rather than like,
oh, I see.
So, because the details all go together. It's Mr. and Mrs. Murder, and it's on Hulu, and you guys have to watch it and then tell us how much you love it.
Great. Okay. So, as you guys know, because we've been on the road a lot, I've been reading a lot, and I've been audiobooking a lot, because I just go back and forth on how I like to get the information. So, I just finished one. I can't recommend it enough. It was called, I'm going to say it wrong. Oh, hold on. I got it. Remarkably Bright Creatures, which has just been made into a movie with Sally Field and Bill Pullman's younger son. I forget his name. He's so hot all of a sudden. That makes me feel weird.
Bill Pullman is just oddly hot.
And his son is not oddly hot. He is just hot.
Yeah.
He is nerdy and hot. I'm like, okay.
Bill Pullman's sweet and hot.
Yeah. So this is just one of those really good, easy listens, great characters. The voices are fantastic in it.
Is it smutty?
It's not. It's a feel good. And It's really wonderful because I really love, in movies, I love it when it's an ensemble.
Yeah.
And in books, I love it when there is the characters thread together and like kind of come full circle. This one's really awesome because these characters are very far apart in the beginning and at the end come together. And it's all based on the story of this octopus in a an aquarium. And
oh my God.
It really is. Before the movie comes out, I would highly recommend start listening to it because you'll just, it's an easy binge. It's an easy listen. Where some of the books I've been listening to lately, I'm like, oh shit, I gotta really focus. This one I could just take it in.
Very weighted down by my books right now. I just need to read some porn, I think.
Porn?
Maybe, I don't know.
Well, you can.
Like, feels that like that's an easy read.
Feels like there would be a lot of easier ways to take in porn than reading porn.
I'm just, you know.
Only there was this thing called the internet and Pornhub to make it easier.
More smutty books. So I also like, because I want to work on like my preventing dementia and stuff, you know, as I get older. Yeah, I want to make sure my memories.
Read smut.
Yeah.
That you just got to read. It doesn't matter what you read. You just got to read.
I know. But I want to get my smut in there somewhere. So I feel like, figure it.
Smut books are great. I'm a big fan.
Like, yeah.
But I go, I have to like give myself different kinds of genres. Otherwise, I just, like if I'm doing too much true crime, I can see it in myself. I'm like the voice in my head is like, she was walking through the alley. She was alone. Like the narrator that I'm listening to starts to narrate my voice or my life.
Yeah.
And so I got to be careful who I chose. I just finished another one. It was way too dark. And I was like, okay, I need to find something lighthearted because this guy's narrating my life and it's not going well.
Palate cleanse.
Yeah. This guy just turned out to be the murderer. So that's not good.
I really do want you to watch that murder show though.
Okay.
Did we podcast?
I think we podcasted.
Pioneer.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.